Are you among the 250,000 people in Canada who have a CARP membership? I have one. Andy has one. And there's a very good reason for you to join up as well at CARP.ca. The Zoomers advocacy group, known as the Canadian Association of Retired Persons, continues to fight for the interest of older people when it comes to benefits, home care, and eradicating ageism. Ageism is the theme of today's CARP annual general meeting, which is happening appropriately on Election Day here at the Zoomerplex in Toronto's Liberty Village. And joining us now in studio with more on the day's events and how you can get involved, CARP's Chief Operating Officer, Anthony Quinn. Hi, Anthony.
Good morning, Jane. Good morning, Andy.
So, Anthony, the theme for this year's AGM, as Jane just mentioned, ageism, something that more and more people have encountered in the last number of years. I think this is a fantastic theme. It's a perfectly timed theme. Tell us about CARP's stance on ageism, what members are saying, and what CARP is calling for from our various levels of government.
The thought is that ageism is our culture's last remaining acceptable form of discrimination. Age discrimination seems to be something that our culture still allows. Now, it's not happening in other cultures around the world where older people are revered and they are cared for in their older ages and they are treated with respect. But society in North America typically can treat older people as others. And the fight against age discrimination really cuts across all of our main advocacy points, which are healthcare, financial security, and ensuring that older people are living in dignity. So the theme today is age discrimination. At our AGM, we typically make it a political event inviting leaders of political parties. But because of what's happening in Ottawa and it being provincial election day in Ontario, we went a different route. And we've invited seniors advocates to be our keynote speakers in this AGM.
And what will they be talking about? Their personal experiences with ageism, how to confront it, all of the above?
Yeah, so seniors advocates are a legislated role in several provinces in Canada. Now, these advocates are government legislated bodies with an individual acting as the advocate, and they are out in the communities in those provinces. We have the advocate from British Columbia, Dan Levitt, and we have the advocate from Newfoundland and Labrador, Susan Walsh. And they are the voice of seniors in their communities, and they bring reports back to the government, and the government is forced to recognize the reports that they give and hopefully act on those.
It's a perfect day, really, for the AGM. As you said, Anthony, it's provincial election day here in the province. So not that we're, you know, backing any specific party, but what party and their policies towards ageism, towards seniors, has CARP been impressed with within this campaign?
Well, the incumbent government did very little other than releasing their belated policy paper a couple of days ago to let us know what they were going to do new. We put out a report card on the government healthcare front at the beginning of the election because we wanted to call them out on having a snap election and being judged on their record thus far. Now, healthcare wait times, they got an F from CARP, but on things like vaccinations and investments in home care, they did very well. They got A- and a B+. Oh. So there is a lot to do on the healthcare front, but the current government, I would say, at a failing grade in wait times and ER wait times and access to doctors. But for the parties, the NDP, the Greens, the Liberals, they put out great platforms that were offering a lot to CARP members, to seniors on the healthcare front, but whether they can move the ball with that is the question.
Yes, it's great. You can say that you're going to do something, but will you, right?
Yeah, typical government 101, right?
Yes. So let's go back to CARP 101 and some of the challenges that CARP has met over the years and been successful. So people who may be a little bit inspired to join CARP and get a membership, why should they do that?
Well, our membership varies in age from 16 to 96, for example. There's no age limit to join. So anybody who is supportive of our mission to improve the lives of Canadians as we age. If they have a loved one or if they're going through these issues themselves, they're welcome to join. I'm glad to have Andy and Jane as members as well. But some of the bigger wins we've had include the end of mandatory retirement. So it wasn't too long ago where if you hit age 65, you were given a pat on the back and thank you very much for your service, and you had to walk out the door. Now, you were forced to retire whether you wanted to, whether you needed to, whether you could afford to. And that has really flipped society on its head. We're still working through those issues now, and we're finding age discrimination in the workplace where people are being laid off because of their age rather than being retired.
Packaged out.
Yes. And when we hear from our members who experience that, it sounds like a great idea. They get maybe a couple years' salary.
Yeah.
But when they want to enter the workforce again, those doors are closed.
Right. Getting involved today, you've got probably a crowd in the Zoomerplex, but online as well?
We've got a full house here for local members, and anybody who wants to tune in can go to our website, carp.ca. We'll have a link to the Zoom account, and they can tune in. We start at noon Eastern time, and we'll run for about 2 hours.
CARP's AGM happening today, and that is CARP's Chief Operating Officer, Anthony Quinn. Thank you, Anthony.
Thanks, Jay.